broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for January the 8th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. To achieve that goal, we also believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, absolutely the solution, and brilliant. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to get some of the most candid reporting you've ever heard on the radio. That's how we roll. We don't play any games. It's transparent as it gets. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. This is a freedom loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind at a time Friday. We had on yesterday our guest, Colonel Christian J. Yingling. He's a commanding officer of the Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia. He's from the 129th Battalion. Great reporting. He says wars are not won by people taking rash actions, such as the ones that have been taken here, referring to the Occupy Refuge Plan. Wars are won with proper planning, he says. Plan, equip, rehearse, execute. Usually it's plan, equip, rehearse a bunch of times. Repeat steps 1 through 3, and then execute. Now, a lot of people have been emailing me saying, Sam, those are yesteryear wars. Now we're talking about wars of the mind. Now we're talking about wars of moral wars. We're talking about, and there's books about this, and it's next stage war, second generation, third, fourth, whatever generation. Look, ladies and gentlemen, all wars are the same, and the principles are the same. Whether we change tactics in that war might be a different discussion. One idea would be to have hardcore confrontation. Another would be to let them feel like they're free and then catch them by surprise when they let down their guard. There's a lot of ways to go about it. But the point that the colonel was making yesterday is valid no matter what kind of war we're talking about. First, you plan. The more you plan, the better off you are. Equip. That might mean equipment such as computers. It might mean peaceful equipment such as radio and television or newspaper. Ways to control the mind or educate. Rehearse, no matter what you do, you rehearse, you learn, you train. Some of the best speakers do that. Barack Obama's a master at it. Bill Clinton's a master at it. These people have learned how to speak to get people to believe them, to get people to become emotionally engaged with them, to bypass their normal defense mechanisms of logic and rational thinking. Okay, Donald Trump's a master at this as well. Okay, but you still plan, equip, rehearse, 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 and then execute, no matter what you do. That's how you win a battle, folks. That's how you minimize casualties. That's how you win a war, he says. He's right as rain. Why do you think the local sheriff just said these guys need to leave while they still can? Well, Christian says, and I concur with this idea, because he knows if they don't leave soon, they might not have a chance to leave. We need to get those people out of there, continues Christian. Anyone and everyone who has contact with the people there needs to beg them to leave. And most importantly, we need to make sure that you do not go. Okay? We need to make sure you do not go to the standoff. It will not be safe. Sam then in the second hour asks, can you have liberty when the people are not educated enough and moral enough to support or sustain it? And the answer clearly is no. How much freedom do we really have, folks? A whole lot more than you think we do. Kurt wisely says, where much is given, much is required. No doubt about that. That's why we must be the leaders in peaceful solutions to the problems we face. Can the citizens for constitutional freedom or the folks following Ammon Bundy really live in this refuge for years? Clearly no. Now, a lot of people are saying, hey, the militias are growing big time. Big time. All right, so that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. I'm going to put this all in the matrix of today, okay? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman on your radio. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. All right, we talked about two headlines, Kurt, yesterday. And I kept them on my list today to discuss because they directly, absolutely directly relate. All right, the first one was myself and Christian Yingling asked this question. Why do you think the local sheriff just said these guys need to leave while they can? Because he knows what's going to happen to them and he's offering them a way out. I agree with that. And then a debate ensued between a lot of people online. Well, the sheriff didn't really ask him to leave. He asked him in a video, but not personally. And Ammon says that the sheriff won't talk to him and all this kind of stuff. Well, all that baloney is now put to rest, Kurt. Headline, Oregon, occupation leader Ammon Bundy rejects sheriff's bid to end standoff, Reuters News Service. The leader of the group of armed protesters occupying the headquarters of the Federal Refuge, Ammon Bundy and other occupiers went and met with the sheriff. During that meeting, which was attended by two Reuters reporters and a bunch of other media, Ward, that's Sheriff David Ward, told Ammon Bundy and supporters that he was seeking for a peaceful resolution to the near week-long standoff currently in place. He offered to escort the occupiers out of Oregon with safe passage. But Bundy said the sheriff had not addressed the occupiers' grievances, and therefore the answer is no. So now an official request to leave by the highest law official in the county has asked them to politely leave. We're looking for peace. We're looking to give you a safe passage out of here. And Bundy says no. On Thursday, that's yesterday, Ward met with Bundy and conveyed the wishes of local citizens asking Bundy to leave. Okay? It's very direct now. Bundy declined but did agree to meet with the sheriff again on Friday. Now, think about that in line with the question that I just gave you. Why did the sheriff ask them to leave politely? You know, because he knows what's going to happen to him. Now he goes personally. The media covers it. The sheriff's documenting the next steps of peaceful solutions that he's tried to make happen, and Bundy rejects every one of them. So it's going to cross the Rubicon to get critical mass here. It's going to be more and more and more efforts of peace by the sheriff. Now, I'm not backing the sheriff. I think he's a thug, and I think he ought to resign. The only reason we're at this place is because he was belligerent and didn't do his job in the first place. He didn't stand up to the feds and stop their illegalities. Nevertheless, the sheriff in this case is offering over and over for peaceful solutions. And every time Ammon Bundy and crew say no, they will slowly but surely back themselves into a greater corner. That's my humble opinion. You can take it for what you think it to be. But rejects sheriff's bid to give him safe passage and leave. What do you think of that, Kurt? Any comments?
It seemed like the sheriff had already told him that, they better go. But I guess that was, a couple of days ago?
Yeah, but see, that was in video. It wasn't personally to Ammon's face.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm saying, is they're ratcheting up their peaceful offers. It also added another opportunity. Not only will, we ask you to leave, but we will guarantee you safe passage out of the state of Oregon.
So that was part of the deal?
Yes.
I wonder if Ammon feels like he can trust the sheriff.
Probably not. I would say certainly not. Personally, I don't know. I haven't, but I would say certainly not. But I'm just telling you, the sheriff's documenting himself. He first asked them to leave. He then had a public meeting where the citizens, for the most part, clapped and cheered and suggested he should leave. Now, was that a planned media op and just get the right citizens at your meeting? Maybe. But then it was, now we're going to personally come to you and ask you and add peaceful solutions. We'll give you a safe passage out of here. Again, I don't see Ammon providing solutions, really, except for you meet all our demands or we're here for the duration. It's not looking good as this ratchets up, is the whole point, folks. Do not join them. Now, here's the next tidbit. Mr. Yingling and myself, Christian Yingling, said yesterday on the program, Kurt, this. Most importantly, we expose frauds like Blaine Cooper and Ryan Payne and others for who they truly are. We hope to drum them out of the movement before they really get somebody killed. I've got updates on this. That'll document what we've said and shock you. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your favorite station. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, this half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want credible deals and you want to do business with the good guys, think thepowermall.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Oregon occupation leader Ammon Bundy rejects sheriff's bid to end standoff. Reuters News Service, the sheriff offered him, one, to come out. Please go home. The people want you to go home. And then, two, we will offer you safe passage out of the state of Oregon. Ammon said no. Kurt said, do you think Ammon trusts the sheriff? And I'm sure the answer is no. Now, on Thursday, that's yesterday, Ward met with Bundy and conveyed the wishes of the citizenry, asking his supporters to leave. Bundy declined but agreed to meet with the sheriff on Friday. That's today, I think. Why do you think the local sheriff said these guys need to leave while they still can? Because he knows that it's going to be trouble. Now, most importantly, yesterday we talked with Christian Yingling, Most importantly, we expose frauds like Ryan Cooper and Blaine Cooper. I'm sorry, Ryan Payne and Blaine Cooper, for whom they truly are. And we try to drum them out of the Patriot movement before somebody gets killed. This might relate. It turns out that a key figure in the armed militia takeover of a federal building in Oregon has been posing as a retired U.S. Marine to boost his combat credentials. The problem is, he lied. Now, we told you this a day or two or three or four ago. We've been on this before anybody else, but now Daily Mail Online is reporting it. Guy's name is Brian Cavalier. Now, Brian Cavalier is the guy that goes by the nickname of Buddha. Okay? That's very interesting. Brian Cavalier. We asked what his name was. Now we find out. Turns out that not only has he not been in the militia, turns out he's just a tattoo artist, like we said. Turns out he's got a rap sheet, all kinds of DUIs. He's nothing but trouble. Sadly, this has been the Bundy's bodyguard for a couple of years. And there's photos of him asleep with alcohol around and everything else. Now Captain O, another guy in the group, supposedly got drunk with the donation money and is now at a hotel. We don't have all these details, and I can't document these facts, by the way. The facts about Buddha and his real name and that he doesn't have military credentials are facts. The idea that Buddha's left and the idea that this Captain O guy has left, we see in the mainstream press, but I can't guarantee that it's true. I'll get to that in a second. But Brian Cavalier, a.k.a. Buddha, is a fraud. Okay? He lied. He's got all kinds of DUIs. Right? Now, the reason that I can't confirm anything anymore is because Ammon Bundy's personal line that I had is now turned off. They gave me another number whenever I call. It's voicemail full, and it goes straight to voicemail. That was last night. This morning I call again, and it's voicemail again, but I was able to leave a message. But the bottom line is now the Bundys slash followers, we hear there's all kinds of divisions in their camp. Can't confirm if it's true. Now we're relying on the mainstream press for information. The folks at the Alex Jones show, a guy by the name of Joe Biggs was out there. He kind of feels like it's a non-story and went back to Texas. So in my opinion, if we're not very careful here, the next tactical mistake has been made. Just like Christian said, they're not planning this well. Now I don't know anybody with reliable information. That is disaster. My last email and phone call left a voicemail to Ammon Bundy and crew is, you know what? You need to call me. We need to establish a line of direct, concrete, solid information because relying on the mainstream press is absolutely dangerous. That's where we are. It doesn't get more candid, more inside, more personal than that. My prayers are with them. What they've done is wrong. I stand against their actions. I do agree with their concerns and worries and frustrations, but they're not going about it the right way at all. I love Ammon as a personal friend, as a brother in Christ, if you will. But he's made a serious miscalculation. And the people he's surrounding himself with are trouble. You got Buddha and Captain O that are a bunch of alcoholics and stuff, from what we understand. You've got Cooper and Ryan Payne, documented operatives surrounding him. I'm telling you, this can lead to no good. And I'm telling you right now, the sheriff ratcheting it up now, Ammon refusing, no communication to the new media is disaster. There's my take. That's what I know. That's what I don't know. And what I don't know is more than what I know, sad to say. By the way, Campaign for Liberty leader in the state of Utah, Lowell Nelson with us. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to be with you again.
This is probably the first chance you've had to kind of sound off on the Bundy thing. Why don't you break it down and tell us your perspective first, sir, will you?
My media thought when I first heard about this situation, of course, went back to Athens, Georgia, when the election was being stolen by the bad guys and the returned Army veterans, the World War II vets came went to the armory, got some guns, and they went down and, you know, took the election boxes back, and they counted the ballots and awarded the seats to the real winners and restored some law and order in that county. However, that was my initial thought, and then as I have looked at the details this week, listened to Christian, listened to you, listened to others, thought about it for a bit, there aren't too many similarities between those two situations. That situation in 1945 or 46, whenever it was, there in Athens, Georgia, which is a wonderful movie, by the way. They've done a great job in depicting what happened there in Athens. That situation there was acute, meaning short. The vets had a very clear objective. They had the power and the firepower to accomplish their objective. The bad guys had shot first and injured one of the good guys, and so they were justified, in my opinion, in going in and taking the ballot boxes and counting the ballots to guarantee a fair result to the election. And they were in and out of there within 12 hours, basically, just overnight. At least that's how it was depicted in the movie. In this case, in Bern, Oregon, that's not the case. In other words, as I listened to Ammon, I appreciate very much your bringing him on the show, almost two full hours where we could listen to Ammon. And it seems to me that everything he was describing as his objectives or the objectives of the group are the things that you do in normal life as a citizen by, you know, he's talking about replacing the sheriff, replacing the county commission, electing officers, public servants who will heed the Constitution, will obey the law, defend the Constitution, defend the liberties of the citizenry. And, all of that can be done without occupying, some property that the feds have claimed as their own. I just don't know except for publicity, you know, that's one thing that he's accomplished. There's a ton of publicity about it, but is it the right kind of publicity? And you have to ask yourself, for the mainstream media spinning the story, that it's not the right kind of publicity. For instance, one of the news reports early in the week said that they had done the burn to cover up some poaching. Well, that's the first I'd ever heard of that. I don't know if that's true or not.
I've documented that it is not true, and let me prove it to you.
Yeah.
You're a farmer. You're a cattle guy, right?
You betcha.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Let's say that I do poach and there's a carcass there because I stripped that sucker and I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Is a grass fire going to fix that?
No. The bones will still be there.
All right. So how's that going to help? So it's all a big old lie. It isn't true, and that's not the answer. Don't think for one second Hammond doesn't realize what you just said. Okay, that isn't the truth. But the average person thinks, oh, they just incinerated them. The grass fire's not even close to hot enough to get that done.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why we can't rely on the mainstream media to tell the story and to bring some good publicity to this situation.
So the poaching scandal is a lie by the government to steal the land and act like they're on the, quote, moral high ground. Lowell Nelson with us in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Lowell Nelson riding shotgun with Sam and Kurt. Lowell Nelson's with CampaignForLiberty.org for the beautiful Olympic State of Utah. So there is no credible evidence that Steve Hammond tried to light a grass fire to get rid of poaching evidence. That's not even a logical thought for those who understand, is it, Lowell?
No, it's not, Sam. So bottom line is the Hammond situation in Oregon is not similar to the Athens, Georgia thing. They don't have law enforcement on their side, and that was a key element of the Bundy situation, where a deputy sheriff stood and interposed between the BLM and the ranchers. We don't have that situation apparently in Oregon, and many of the objectives that Ammon has outlined that they want to accomplish really can be done without occupying the refuge there. In other words, they can be activists, they can get people to vote for liberty-minded sheriff and county commissioners, and then they would have law enforcement on their side.
And it's kind of a moral dilemma, a moral crisis, when you take offensive action before you've tried all your peaceful solutions within the framework the founders died for. It's almost a mockery of the founders, even though that's not, I believe, Ammon's intention. That's what's happened, and I believe Ammon's being led like a lamb to the slaughter by a bunch of ne'er-do-well thugs that are around Ammon. He's picked some really bad characters to be with, this Buddha guy. Just so you know, his name is Brian Cavalier. It's not Buddha, but he's nicknamed Buddha because he has a big old tattoo of a Buddha on his belly. And this guy's nothing but a tattoo artist. He's got a rap sheet. And according to police records, this Brian Cavalier, a.k.a. Buddha, from Arizona, has been arrested several times for DUI and one for extreme DUI, as well as other petty theft and burglaries and this and that. So the guy's just a nobody. You got this Captain O, I guess, who left and went into a hotel and got all drunk with the money people donated. This is a disaster in the making, and it's starting to fall apart. The problem is we can't guarantee true information anymore because we don't have a line to Ammon. That's disaster, Lowell.
Well, as you've been doing, Sam, I am praying for their safety. I'm praying that the situation will have a peaceful ending, resolution. And I would like to again focus our attention on the real issue here, which is federal overreach. Basically, the core of this dispute is about the federal government's runs roughshod over the states and over the counties, forcing otherwise, you know, peace-loving people, the ranchers like the Hammonds, ranchers like the Bundys, ranchers like the Hagues, to be charged with these federal laws. In this case, federal terrorism laws for simply a controlled burn that accidentally scorched some federal parkland. Well, if they put everybody in jail whose controlled burn accidentally scorched some areas that they didn't want burned, there would be a ton of federal employees.
Yeah, you'd have a couple of ranchers in there with about dozens of federal employees, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, and that's what needs to happen. I mean, if we're going to put the Hammonds in jail for scorching some earth, we'd better go and charge, I would put the number at about 1,000 of people, maybe more, of people who have, whose controlled burns have accidentally gotten out of hand, not only have scorched earth, in this case, the parkland in Oregon, nobody lived there. There have been cases where the controlled burn got out of hand, not only scorched earth, but burned down buildings, private property, and actually caused millions of dollars of damage. I mean, why aren't those people prosecuted? Why aren't those people in jail?
Because the government runs around and says, we're with the Fish and Wildlife Service, and we have a bird review, and these ranchers are terrorist thugs that are going to kill everybody. It's that narrative the mainstream press lies about, and that's why I say we got to really work on changing the lexicon. All right, anyway, enough of this Bundy thing. Hopefully I'll establish communications again. Hopefully it's a legitimate reason, not some sinister reason. I'm kind of convinced the provocateurs might be chopping off communications to the real media. That would be another telltale sign of a false flag or some serious concern. Why would they not let me tell the tale? They know full well they can come on my program and say what they want to say.
Hey, Sam, is Rick Santilli still there reporting?
You're talking about Pete Santilli.
I'm sorry, Pete.
And he's kind of there, but it's kind of been fading, too. Most of us reporters are kind of starting to say, look, we're not getting a direct line. We're having to rely on the mainstream press, and that's disaster. And that's why I say once that starts to happen, Bundy has no guarantee that anything he says will really be parroted properly. And as it's slowly wordsmithed and manipulated, it won't be long until everything will be against them. They won't have a line to tell the truth or to say what they want to say. I don't agree with Hammond, and I brought up some very serious concerns that Hammond may not be happy about. And so he may be saying, I don't want to talk to you, Sam, because I'm mad at you because you didn't report what I wanted you to. Kind of, I report the truth as I see it, folks. It's that simple. And I believe there are provocateurs in there, and I reported the details. I also believe they need to get out, and I've really pushed for that. I've also told you I disagree with Hammond's actions, but I've also told you that I'll do my best to be his friend. I'll do my best to let him say what he wants to say and have a true line to the outside world, not a manipulated, wordsmithed, mocked, you know, response. It'll be true. It'll be what Hammond really wants to say. But unless he gets a hold of us, he's lost that, and he's going to lose the war if he loses the information war. I'm just telling you that right now. He's got bad guys around him, bad actors, and that's what concerns me. I almost think this is done on purpose, but I'm going to be kind enough and patient enough to wait until I really know the reasons first.
Lol. Good point, Sam. Yes, and just one more comment about this. I would encourage our listeners to go to the Ron Paul Institute for Peace website. There, Ron Paul discusses this situation on his Liberty Report. It's just a 23-minute capture of his discussion of the situation and what's really at the core of this. And like I said earlier, it's the federal government overreach and bullying that's at the core of this. And so he discusses that at the RonPaulInstitute.org is the website. And as you know, Campaign for Liberty was founded by Congressman Ron Paul in 2008. And so it's wonderful stuff. There's great information on that website. I just wanted to mention that. And closing.
Serious concerns, that's for sure, Lol. But you went to Mexico on vacation, huh?
Hey, baby. We had a great 2 weeks there in Mazatlan, Mexico, with good families and friends. This, by the way, is the 11th time that my family has gone there, and we've enjoyed Christmas there. We avoid the commercialization of the sacred holiday that seems to be so rampant here in the United States. We go down and enjoy a very quiet but humble and sacred Christmas season in Mazatlan, Mexico. I have a nice Christmas Eve program where we read the story of Luke in Luke chapter 2. We sing songs, we sing hymns, we talk, we visit, and then we enjoy Christmas together. We invite the missionaries to come enjoy a potluck dinner with us on Christmas Day, which they do at noontime. And then, you know, we usually try to do a humanitarian thing every year. And this year we identified a family in destitute of worldly possessions. I mean, they were living, as you know, like so many people in this world have to live, I guess, because their governments don't allow for a liberty-oriented marketplace. But basically, we were able to pool some money and purchase some mattresses and a stove and a fridge. I mean, just some of the bare necessities for this family so that they could live just a little bit better and, feel good. And so we, as a group, there's about 100 of us down there, felt that we could, that was just one small contribution we could make to this family and to the Mexican people. They're wonderful people, Sam. Wonderful people. We enjoy associating with them and purchasing their tacos and drinking the juices that they make, the smoothies. We spend our time, most of it, of course, on the beach, swimming in the ocean, reading books, talking, tanning in the sun. If you could look at me right now, Sam, you would see a mustache and a beard, because I go down there, I don't shave. I just relax and sleep a lot and read a lot, talk a lot. It's the first vacation I ever took down there. I came home actually rested and rejuvenated instead of, like a typical vacation, having to come home and then recuperate for a few days before getting back on my feet. So there you have it, in a nutshell, basically what we did over the Christmas with my family and friends, and just a wonderful time there in Mazatlan.
Let's also mention, it's not necessarily, I don't know how to put this. It's more than just a let's party on the beach vacation. It's about service. It's about true worship of the Savior. It's about setting aside some of the getting and spending in the world that we know for a greater reason. And so I'm not saying you don't have fun down there. I guess I'm just saying, everything we do, ladies and gentlemen, we don't just party to party's sake. We do unwind and relax and rejuvenate and all that, but we always have a greater purpose in mind for our actions, Lowell.
Exactly right, Sam. Every year we try to do something for the Mexican people. You know, for a few years we had some dentists in the group, and they would visit orphanages, two or three orphanages, and just do all the dental work on whatever children were there in the orphanages who needed dental work. We've done hymn books. We've done clothing. We do toys. We just, and it's a way that we can give back to humanity, because God has blessed us.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Lowell Nelson with us, campaignforliberty.org. So the problem is with the Bundy thing, we start to focus so much on it that we can't get to other news, and that's an absolute mistake as well. Ron Paul stands up against the Oregon thing and says, hey, the government made a huge mess of this thing, and boy, have I said that forever as well. The whole reason we're in this position is because the sheriff absolutely was derelict in his duty, failed us on multiple occasions, should have protected the Hammonds from the thugs at the federal government level that are outside of the scope of the rule of law, and that's why I call them thugs, because they're not obeying the law. It gets worse, but nevertheless, there are other stories we got to cover. One of them is that Rand Paul and others are working towards auditing the Fed, and they made some serious gains. Lowell.
In fact, this is the reason, Sam, why I was happy to visit, come on the radio this morning, and that is because the vote on audit the Fed in the Senate will be held next Tuesday, January 12th. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been working for years for this day. When the senators in the Senate, in the Congress, would actually have to go on the record and cast a vote either for auditing or against auditing the Fed. Now, we have a pretty good idea of how that vote's going to turn out, but you never know, and you cannot underestimate the power of a phone call from angry constituents. These guys are politicians, and let's remember what politicians are. They are people who put their finger in the wind, see which way the wind is blowing, and then they'll vote that way. So if they get 1,000 angry phone calls from angry constituents telling them to vote in favor of auditing the Fed, they'll do it. They are predictable that way. Only true statesmen like the former Congressman Ron Paul, or the former Representative Larry McDonald from Georgia, or today Justin Amash is another example, Thomas Massey, Raul Labrador. I mean, these are samples or examples of true statesmen who don't bend to the political winds that blow, but instead honor the Constitution and vote with the Constitution. And so, yeah, there are a few statesmen in Congress, but most of our politicians in Congress are politicians, people who put their finger in the wind and vote the way the wind is blowing. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, please, if there's ever been a time to make a call to your senator, now is that time. Today, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, please, contact your senator and urge them to vote for this bill to audit the Fed. The vote will occur on Tuesday, January 12th, so mark it on your calendar. Make a note to call your senator between now and then. Please do that.
What do you think? What do you think our chances are?
Well, the good news is that regardless, see, this is a win-win situation for patriots, because if your senator votes against auditing the Fed, then that gives you, you can beat him over the head with that in the upcoming election, the 2016 election. Meaning that would be a way to help defeat him and put in a liberty-minded senator in his place. And if he does vote for audit the Fed, then we win because that's another vote for auditing the Fed. Now, why is this a good thing to audit the Fed? Well, you and I both know, Sam, auditing the Fed is simply the good first step towards the real goal, which is to end the Fed.
And and replace it with what the founders intended, which was just weights and measures, also known as honest money.
Which is what the Savior said, Jesus Christ, in well recorded in the Bible, an honest system of weights and measures. In fact, if we're truly honest about this, when he commanded us to be honest and to not steal, then he commanded us not to use a fiat monetary system because it's not an honest system of weights and measures, and it steals from the people, and that's not honest. That's stealing. That's theft, and he commanded against that, and yet we have a people, bankers and people all over the world have bought into this fiat monetary system. I didn't mean to call out bankers. They're wonderful people who are also bankers, but I'm saying the system is flawed. It's unjust. It's not sound.
Well, and the Constitution says no state what?
No state shall make anything but silver and gold coin a tender in payment of debt.
So there you go. And right now that's happening all the time. They're all fraudulent, and then they want to run around and talk about how you and I are a concern. It's disaster. Anyway, the point is we need to audit the Fed. That's the start to end the Fed. We got to get it done now. We need your help. And there is progress on that front, and it's being eclipsed by all this other news. It's tragic, but it needs to happen. Also, the Republicans sold us out once again.
On the omnibus spending bill, omnibus spending bill. Omnibus means everything.
Even the word's hard to say, talking about how big of a boondoggle snafu this thing is, huh?
And yeah, you can remember the meaning of the word.
It should be called the omnibust, shouldn't it?
Omnibus. Good. Good point. No
That's
question.
For sure. You can remember the meaning of the word because when you get on a bus, everybody, all manner of people are on the bus. You have big people, small people, short people, tall people, and it's an omnibus bill is a bill that contains.
And it's like a train wreck in snow motion or slow motion, right?
That's right. It contains all manner of provisions. It's not a single topic bill. Like I know the state of Utah, they require a bill to cover only one topic at a time. You can't mix education and transportation, for example, in one bill. Well, the federal government has no such limitation, apparently, and so their omnibus spending bill talks about Planned Parenthood, talks about Obamacare, EPA, all kinds of stuff. $1.14 trillion federal fiat dollars, and everybody just rolled over and said they're going to vote for it. You know, I mean, most of the Republicans did that. There are some principled, like I said, statesmen who voted against it. But it is bad news. It does not cut funding to Planned Parenthood. It continues funding for Obamacare, increases funding to...
I didn't really hear any Republicans even howl against this. There's a few that voted against it and a couple of statements made, but there was no conservative effort to even stand against this, Lowell.
Well, because the well was poisoned last year with this, when anybody who stood against the spending bill was then accused of shutting down the government. And, of course, that's...
But if we had enough media, we could have told the truth.
That's right, Sam. He who owns the media makes the rules, as you have said. Worst of all, in this spending bill, it enables the government now to surveil citizens without warrants and to use that information to prosecute crimes of any sort, not just crimes related to cybersecurity, but crimes of any kind. And, Sam, it removes the requirement to scrub personal information before sharing that information with other federal agencies, local and federal agencies. So, you know, simply put, Sam, this aspect of the bill strips every last privacy protection that you and I thought we had, and it makes it quite clear that it's a very broad surveillance bill that can and will be used widely and abused widely, in my opinion, by all parts of the government. Bad news.
Now the Republicans are hoping, now that this is a quote, a campaign year, I think they're hoping to redeem themselves. They say they passed the House and Senate to get rid of Obamacare, but they left it on the president's desk, knowing full well he will veto it. My problem is they're not telling the truth. They're disingenuous, Lowell, and here's why. They could, in the House, defund all of Brock's health care in about 5 seconds. But instead of defunding it, they pretend like they want to reject it, but they really don't. They all vote for it, knowing full well that it will fail, but yet they get the credit for voting for it, but they're not doing what it would take to really shut it down, sir.
That's the legerdemain that exists in the halls of Congress and in many of the state legislatures, Sam. If you have a governor you know is going to veto a bill, then there's no compunction about voting for that bill, even though you really don't want it to happen. And that's exactly what happened here, Sam. They put on the president's desk a bill to defund Planned Parenthood, a bill to defund Obamacare. Well, what good does that do? You know, they know the president's going to veto those bills. And so the real proof in the pudding is their vote on this omnibus spending bill.
And the real proof in the pudding is the fact that they don't defund Barack Healthcare tells me they're really for it.
Well, exactly. Yeah, they could have struck the line item from this omnibus spending bill that funded Planned Parenthood.
And now, that's not to say there's not a couple of good people like a Rand Paul and maybe a Labrador and a Justin Amash and a few people that are really truly blue, true blue against it. I'm sure they are. But I'm saying, as a whole, the Republicans want you to believe they want to get rid of Obamacare. And I'm telling you, it's a lie. The proof is in the reality of the spending.
That's right. And I think there were about, the exact number I don't have, but it's 50 or 60 people in Congress who did vote against this spending bill. But
and thank heavens for their leadership.
It's great. I love to just go and look at their voting record. And I do this occasionally and just give them a pat on the back. You know, I just love to compliment them and thank them for doing their job.
Hey, really quick before we're out of time, there's a meeting tonight, right?
A meeting tonight, Sam, here in Utah County. The Kate Daly Show, very popular talk show host, will be speaking to a number of the citizens and everyone who is in Utah County and surrounding areas. Welcome to come. We have people from Idaho and Nevada who come to these meetings the first Friday of every month. Wonderful opportunity to hear from Kate Daly herself, 7 p.m., the Scout office in Orem, Utah.
There you have it. I know that's a local shout-out, but I just thought I'd get that out. Thank you, Lowell.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be with you.
Godspeed. Welcome back from your wonderful event in Mexico there as well. All right, for Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. News the networks refuse to use always. We lay it out and give it to you straight, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we roll. This is LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.